In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Consider supporting BoxTrick on Patreon for just as low as $1 a month. Link in the description below. Hello and welcome to another episode of BoxTrick. I'm your host, Matt Brady. Joining me, as always, is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm good. We have kind of a big show today. We are off from our Pokemon adventure because there was a Nintendo Direct.
Yes.
Tiffany and I watched the Nintendo Direct, have notes on everything. It was also Super Mario Day over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It was March 10th. And I posted to the BoxTrick page and Twitter and stuff and said, hey, everybody tell me what your favorite Mario is or your first Mario game you played, and we'll give you a shout-out. So we have a handful of these to go through. My dad commented first. He said Super Mario Brothers 2.
Nice.
Yeah, Nicole Whitaker, she follows us on a lot of different things, like she follows Swish and Flick, Rebel Watch, Bend the Knee. She said first was the OG, and her favorite is 2007. See, it was weird because it just put the year, and for some reason everyone put down the year. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say, like, what game it was.
Oh, yeah.
That was really weird that I responded. But that would be Super Mario Galaxy is her favorite. Our buddy Lane Smith from Up Talkin' Tolkien jokingly put the Super Mario Brothers movie as his favorite. Nikki Ackman. What was her name in high school? What was her last name?
Her
maiden name.
Can't remember.
I can't remember. We were trying to, we were talking about the other day. We were trying to say, anyway, she put Dr. Mario.
Nice.
Chad Boffman, he put 1991, okay. Which is Super Mario Brothers 3, which is my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, there she is in my comments. Tiffany, you said the original was the first one you played, but not until the early 90s, but we know your favorite. My buddy Corey, who joins me on Of the People. I'm guessing Super Mario Land is what he said, but Super Mario RPG is actually his favorite. He was told me, and we kind of had a little throw there. Krista, my sister-in-law, has the original. Her favorite is Super Mario Brothers 2. Megan from Swish and Flick, Super Mario Galaxy and Sunshine, she says. My buddy Colin DeWay, he's a fellow fitness YouTuber. He just put down Super Mario Kart, the original Super Mario Kart. Our friend Beverly,
Beverly.
Yeah, we've read her story. She said the first is the original. Her favorite is Super Mario World. Oddly, not a lot of people having Super Mario World as their favorites.
You know, and I thought there would be more of that because this game is so iconic.
I know.
Maybe, you know, it kind of goes with that. Whatever, you know, your first game is usually kind of ties in with your favorite list. So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. My mother commented and put the original. She said her and my aunt, I guess, played it a lot. Here we go. Now over to the BoxTrick page. Our buddy David Fogel, he's done some episodes of Rebel Watch and Bend the Knee with us. He said the original is what he played, but his favorite would be Super Mario World. Just had way more time on that. Keep going here. I think this guy's name is actually something else, but his Facebook name is Floppy Starick. Anyway, he says his first is Super Mario Brothers 2, but my favorite is Super Mario Brothers 3. He said he's about to embark on his first ever playthrough of Galaxy. Good nice. Luck, because that game gives me motion sickness.
Up.
Don't throw up. Mason Forrest said 64. So that was kind of it. So everybody kind of commented, and it was super cool. Yeah, we'll probably be doing more of those. I really like those where we just kind of toss something out, and then you guys get to respond, and I read your responses. I think I always think that's like a cooler Q&A than just like me sitting here answering your questions.
Yeah. And I really like you guys are listeners, you know, what are we without listeners? You know, I mean, we'd just be talking to conversations anyway, absolutely. Because that's just who we are.
Yeah.
But we want you to be, you know, become more of our podcast. So, you know, if you see anything thrown out there, answer it, we'll get it on the show and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the whole point is it's we want to make it, you know, it's your show. So, you know, we right. work for you. So
exactly.
Any other news? I guess real quick was I finally found some Super Mario Brothers cereal.
Hooray!
It's kind of hard to find. It has an amiibo thing. I don't actually know what the amiibo thing does, but I bought like 5 boxes and I'm gonna totally scalp them on eBay because
we're about to be rich.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna hold on to them forever and then sell them in like 10 years when they're worth like $1 million. And I was actually super tempted to open a box, but I was like, I have it. And I did, as a nice guy, I got a box for Tiffany because they're hard to find.
Yeah.
Aww, are you going to open in yours, Tiffany, or are you going to hold on to it as a collector's item?
Depends on if I can find another box.
I have seen people selling just simply the amiibo box thing for it.
So, yeah, because how long does cereal last? Jeez.
I don't know. But I don't know. Anyway, so that was just kind of something I thought I'd throw in there. And okay, let's go ahead and jump into this direct, I think.
Let's do it.
There's a lot of stuff. So, okay, Nintendo Direct, they showed off, man, I'd say about like 20 games. We're just going to kind of
a ton
quickly go through some news. They started with some 3DS stuff. So the first game they showed was WarioWare Gold. I have to say, I've never really been a big fan of this series. Not that it's like bad or anything. I just haven't really played a lot of it, but it looks cool. I know that there's a lot of people who are really into that game where it's not even mini games. It's like micro games, right? Like you play like brief segments of mini games and have to kind of go through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never played, do enjoy Wario. So, I mean, it might be something that I would like to pick up at some point.
Yeah, I've played Rhythm Heaven. I know it's not entirely the same thing, but it's super cool, kind of similar. And then yeah, really, really cool to get into. I know it's a huge thing, and I know it does really well in Japan. So
cool.
Yeah. Okay, so then was a game which looked really cool, but I had no idea what it was. Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers. Like, it looks like some kind of Western tower defense racing game. Tiffany?
Not too sure. I literally wrote in the doc, who?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
Who is Dylan? Like, it was like, are we supposed to know who this is? Or like,
I don't know. Is it? I mean, did I know I didn't as far as
research.
You know, preparing for this. Did you ever, is there any other games?
I don't know.
I know.
You tell us. Let the listeners tell us. I'll gladly listen on that one. Yeah, can't say I know anything about it. It looks super cool though. Like I was like, okay, this looks really cool. Like
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah. So then Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey. Another Mario and Luigi game that I just have not ever put enough time into. I think this was a remake of the DS game. I believe it was a DS game, and then this is like a 3DS remake for it. Definitely worth checking out, especially if you're a fan of the series. I just I played Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. I haven't really played any of the other ones, but
yeah,
really cool.
I mean, yeah, I've never played any of these games, and I said like with this one, I wouldn't mind picking it up to play. I always enjoy every Mario game, so yeah. I think it'd be really cool to have.
Yeah. So it's pretty much like when there was Super Mario RPG, and then it kind of got split into two series, Paper Mario and the Mario and Luigi series. And I've just played more of the Paper Mario series than I have the Mario and Luigi series. But they're both really good series. So
yeah, could be a way to jump into this one.
Yeah. Okay, so then we got to Detective Pikachu. Plus, there's like a huge amiibo. You can get like a 5-inch tall amiibo, which actually sounds kind of cool. And in the notes, I simply say, "What the f- is this game?" Like, we talked about it. We talked about it last week, and I'm what? I don't get it. Like,
and we're in the direct, weren't they like a Pikachu like you've like never seen before? It's like a gruff Pikachu or something. And yeah, I was like, well, yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, it's because Danny DeVito or whoever is freaking voicing it. But I wish it were Danny DeVito. It's just weird. I don't get it.
If it was Danny DeVito, we would play.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just had a thought. Oh my God.
Do it. Do it. What?
Okay. Quick teaser here. You probably already know if you saw it, but at the very end, we'll talk about it. But could that be a character, an extra character for that game?
Oh God. Yes.
Yes. Or at least a costume.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. Okay. So then we got Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah,
The remake of Luigi's Mansion. Obviously, there was the sequel on the 3DS. God, it's so good. I love that game so much. I was not expecting it at all. I am super, super down. But I have to say, I'm a little disappointed. I feel like this is a huge opportunity that they missed for just not porting it straight to Switch. I guess my guess is that hopefully maybe we'll see a new one at E3, and that's what they're kind of saving it for.
Yeah, I actually thought this same thing, but I was really excited that I got, like, I'm going to be able to play this game. You know, I've always really wanted to. I just haven't yet. And so now that it's coming to the 3DS, I'm like, okay, this is cool. I'm going to get a chance to play. But now that you bring it up, that was a missed opportunity for the remake for the Switch, which would have been epic. But it also opens the door, gets you thinking about Luigi's Mansion again for a new game. So that's... I mean, that's perfect. Maybe E3.
Yeah, maybe. I'm hoping. I love Luigi's Mansion. Luigi's Mansion is it's a super underrated game. I honestly am considering buying it for the 3DS just because I really love it, and it'd be super cool to play on the go. I think it would work really well. It is, compared to the sequel is a little more like mission-based, whereas this one is not, and this was like, I don't want to say open world, but it's kind of just, you know, you go through the house, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really cool story. It's really interesting. It's definitely worth playing, and it looks good for the 3DS. So
sweet.
Okay, so that was kind of it for the 3DS. Now we're going to head over to the Nintendo Switch. So they started the Nintendo Switch segment with Kirby Star Allies. Tiffany and I both downloaded the demo and played it, and we are both going to get it and review it next week. So I played the demo. It was a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It seems a little slow, but that's maybe just be Kirby.
Yes.
I think because I'm so used to playing Mario games.
I get it. Yeah. The movement is very slow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that you have to specifically run with it. Like, I know you have to in Mario, but in Kirby, you have to run by like double tapping the right arrow as opposed to just holding a button as you do with Mario. Maybe you can change that. I don't know. I've only played like two Kirby games, and one of them was Kirby's Avalanche, which is like Tetris. It's like Puyo Puyo, which is like Tetris. So I was like, I haven't really played like an actual Kirby game. I played the one for the Game Boy Advance, which is a remake of, I want to say, maybe the original or something. But so I'm getting it. I'm looking forward to it. I think that the ability to like not where you, so you can capture abilities, but then you can like call on your allies to like mix abilities is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. So when playing it, it immediately brought me back to the OG on the Game Boy. And because you had the tree thing, which was a super easy boss. I get that it was like the easy level and whatever, but that boss was like way easy. But I loved the fire sword ability.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super that was cool. really cool.
And like the things you do with it. Oh, okay, cool. Like... you know, there's like some rope hanging down. Oh, because I have the fire sword, boom, you can catch on fire. The game looks really good too, even on handheld.
Really good.
Playing it handheld, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's a side scroller, so that's pretty cool. I enjoy side scrollers. Like, I don't know, because I'm old school, I guess.
2D platformers, yeah.
And you know, we get to play it together, which is really cool.
yeah, Tiffany and I are both going to get it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think this will be the first Kirby game. Actually, this will be the first Kirby game outside of Kirby Avalanche that I bought way back in the day on the SNES. Which so this mm-hmm. will be the first Kirby game I've ever bought. So
awesome.
Yeah, kind of interesting. So it's super cool. I'm looking forward to it. We'll do a full review of that next week. Next was Okami HD, another game on my long list of bucket list games to play. This game has been ported to just about everything at this point. I feel like once this gets a little bit lower in price, I could finally buy it and play it. For those of you guys who don't know what Okami is, it is a game made by Capcom during the GameCube era. So during the GameCube era, Capcom developed, actually, I don't know if this game was part of that, but anyway, Capcom developed five games for the GameCube. They had like an exclusive partnership with Nintendo. And of course, obviously games got ported later. It was Resident Evil 4, Beautiful Joe, and something else. It's the one where there's this game for the GameCube where it's like you play this girl and she like dances while she shoots. It's weird. It's Capcom. And then I can't remember if the other two ended up happening, but I think Okami might have been one of those. I can't remember. But Okami's been on the Wii. It's been on everything. You play as this like wolf, and it's all about like art and kanji, and I don't know. It's super cool. What do you think, Tiffany? I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with this at all.
Not a clue.
That's
I have nothing to say.
Yeah, that's
I'm
okay.
Like, it's just not, you know.
Yeah. So actually, now that I think about it, I don't think that was part of that series, those five games. It may have actually come out of the PS2 first. But anyway, you can get on PS4, you can get on PS3, you can get on everything. There is actually a sequel for the DS, which is a little cooler. And you use like brush strokes to do things. Anyway, cool. I don't know. It's super cool. I might finally get it and play it. Then was a game which totally caught me by surprise that I'm actually interested in, and that is Sushi Striker, The Way of Sushi.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like
when it came on, I was like, what is this? It's amazing.
Yeah, the trailer, it's like the story sounds hilarious, like sushi's been outlawed, and so somehow you have to like eat more sushi than other people. I don't know. It seems super cool. Like, I really hope it's like dirt cheap on the eShop, like, I don't know, like 10 bucks. Like, I'd say like 7 to 10 bucks, and I'm down.
Yeah, I'm so in. I was like, what is this? It was like, sushi? This is amazing. And then I thought, ooh, we should make another one for burgers.
Yeah.
Because burgers are great, too.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. By the way, everybody should know that while we were watching the direct, Matt and I were texting each other back and forth, just like freaking out about different things.
Yeah, we were, but Tiffany jumped into the stream like a little bit later than me. And so you were a little behind. And so this was like right about once I texted you. And she was like, wait, what are you talking about? And, like, I was a little ahead. And so then, well, we have a story for when we get to the end. when we get to the end, and she's like, don't spoil it. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so, where are we at? Oh yeah. Project Octo is now just simply called Octopath Traveler. So this was a game which was shown at the initial big Switch reveal. It is going to be made by Square Enix. God, this game looks so freaking cool. It reminds me kind of a 3D dot game Heroes a little bit. This kind of, you have like pixelated artwork, but it's like 2D sprites on 3D backgrounds, which is interesting because during like the PlayStation era and the N64 era, it was always the other way around. You would just have these 2D backgrounds and your character, you'd have 3D characters that would run across them, but like, you know, they would use shadowing in their pictures and stuff to make it appear as if you were in a 3D environment. And so it's just kind of interesting that they're doing it this way. It looks super cool. The special edition comes with like a soundtrack and a coin, and I'm totally, totally buying it. It has a job system. So it kind of reminds me of like Final Fantasy Tactics in that way. So I don't know. I'm super down. Did you? I don't know if this is your kind of a game, Tiffany, or anything.
It's not. I was looking at this and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna let Matt talk about it because he's gonna want to play it, and I'm not.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. My buddy Alan bought like the Switch specifically for. He's like, oh, that's the game I want more than anything. There is a demo. Okay. You can check it out and play it. Okay,
well, so I'll check out the demo for sure.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. Then we got to Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, which is the third game in the series. Fans of the series are really going to love this. It's just not my kind of, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. Nah. Out.
Yeah. I don't know. I have some friends who have played the No More Heroes games and they're all about them. It's just not my kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Then we get to Dark Souls Remastered. And I guess what I would say is the biggest thing is that it also has an amiibo. So I'm not really big into the Dark Souls series, as I've said with episodes with Alan and Thomas. It's just a little too slow for me. It's also, I mean, mm-hmm. I know that it's like brutally, brutally hard. It's just too slow for me. I need little. Yeah. I need more out of my games. They either have something that's like a crazy story or something that is like the action needs to be kind of fast. But I will say this: the amiibo looks cool, and that thing is gonna sell out so freaking fast. You need, if you're a scalper, you better buy those things literally as quick as you can. Cause even people who don't own Switches who are just diehard Dark Souls fans are going to be buying that amiibo mm-hmm. and selling it. It's going to be like $100 in like 2 weeks. Cause it's going to sell out. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see that when it comes. The graphics for this game, like the game itself just looks amazing. Like nitty, yeah. like mm-hmm. just like gritty, dark, obviously Dark Souls. But yeah. It looks really cool. It's just not something I would get into.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. Yeah, it takes a lot of time to put into it for sure. So then they talked about My Nintendo Rewards. So basically what they're doing is if you buy things on the eShop, you can earn coins and that'll give you discounts for games in the future. It's not a lot. I think like essentially 10 coins is like 10 cents. So, like, you would need to buy, like, a shit ton of games to be able to buy a game for free. It's kind of nice, especially if you're buying cheaper titles and you're like, oh, I have, like, 60 cents saved up and that knocks off, like, a $3 eShop title, you know, by, like, whatever, 60 cents. So, if you're definitely somebody who buys a lot of things digital. So, if you're buying full games digitally, okay, then, yeah, it's really going to be worth your while. So, it's cool. It's awesome program that they just added in. I mean, heck, make games cheaper, buy more games. Seems like a win-win, really.
Yep. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, then we got to probably the game Tiffany and I are most excited for until we get to the last game, and that is Mario Tennis Aces. I just have
yes,
so down for this. We will both definitely be getting it and playing it. I don't know, Tiffany, what'd you think of the trailer and more footage?
I mean, it just like brought back like old like memories of like playing the original one on GameCube and just loving every second of it. The music was the same. The sound effects for like when they hit the ball, really similar. You know, you get your plethora of characters. It's gonna be amazing. Like I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be sweet. I will say the one shot looks kind of cheap, where you can like aim it anywhere.
Like, yeah,
that thing seems a little cheap, but we'll see. Actually, once we play the demo, how it ends up.
Yeah, but you can deflect that though, right? You can hit that back.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and I have my calendar here. I have all these games listed out for when they come out. That comes out. Oh, it's a little bit before that comes out. That comes out. What is it? June 22nd. So that's still a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still a bit.
Okay. Right before the baby.
yeah. So that'll be Nexus Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
Yeah.
Another Wii U game getting ported to Switch. This game is really cool and worth checking out. It's a lot of fun in short bursts, which again, I think the portability of the Switch, it's another game that just... Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this a lot and some of the other, and there's a couple more games coming up where I'm going to say this is like, I'm not, this game is one of them, but it's the whole concept of the Switch of being able to play it on my TV and take it with me. It's why I want this game more now than I did on the Wii U.
Okay. And like ever, I didn't have a Wii U, so I'm excited to be able to play this game. Yeah.
Yeah, at this point, I would say there's no reason to buy a Wii U. I would say literally there is no reason at this point. I mean, with the exception of Mario 3D World, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's kind of it. Like in Twilight Princess HD and Wind Waker HD, like everything else is either coming to Switch in the like a newer game, or I mean, like mm-hmm. Mario Kart, Breath of the Wild, you know, they're on Switch. So,
yeah.
Now this. Yeah,
and who knows how, I mean,
Donkey,
it might
and Donkey be. Kong, and Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze and other
right?
stuff.
Too, yep. So, yeah. I mean, getting, yeah, definitely probably not going to be getting a Wii U, but you know, you never know when those games are going to come to the eShop.
Yep.
You know?
Too, yeah. Then we saw Undertale, which I know a ton of people are all about. I've never really played it. I know that it was Thomas's game of the year 1 year, and when he said it, I was like, "What? I don't know what this game is." But then I dug deep into it, and it has a huge fan base. A lot of people love the soundtrack to it. I've seen tons and tons of covers of the soundtrack of it on YouTube and stuff like that. And so, for those people, hey, sweet. As a Nintendo shareholder, I'm down. If this costs more than buy a Switch, I'm definitely down for that. But it's not my thing. Maybe I'll play it someday. I don't know, but not really for me.
Yeah.
But if it's for you, cool.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Mm-hmm. Then, so this is when I was a little bit of this is when I realized I was ahead of Tiffany in our text conversation, because I texted her this, and she was like, "What?" She's like, "I'm not there yet." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And it was Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy coming to Switch.
Yay! It's been so long since I've played a Crash Bandicoot, since the original PlayStation, probably.
Yeah, which is what these are. This is the remake of 1, 2, and 3. Yep. It was remade for PS4. It is now coming out on the Switch, which is super freaking cool.
Love it.
I'm super down. I want it. Again, this is another of those games. I could buy this on PS4, but the ability to take it with me. It's just the mm-hmm. Switch makes things so much better, where it's like, yeah, but I can play it on the go. So it's like, right. Why would I buy it on the PS4 when I can buy it on the Switch?
Yep. Yep. The portability of a Switch is clutch for so many games.
It's so, so good. Okay, so then we had Little Nightmares. I don't really know anything about it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Looks kind of cool. Yeah. I literally have the word yawn written in. I'm just like, sorry, yeah, not my
me neither.
Then,
here we go. Yes,
another game. Here we go. Another game that I would have bought on PS4. I bought the original on PS3. Absolutely loved it, but now I have no reason to buy it in anything other than Switch. And that is South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
I just love it.
I know. It's so great. The original game is so good. Like, I can't. It was only about like 13 hours for an RPG, which is kind of short. You can play mm-hmm. through like twice, I think, really is all you need to do, because you have to pick sides. You play as like the new kid in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this game is a direct sequel. So in the original game, the Stick of Truth, it's like Lord of the Rings, right? Like, if you remember the episode of South Park, they're like Lord of the Rings stuff. And that's kind of what this is. And you have to pick sides, or you're going to be on Cartman team, or you're going to be on Kyle's team. And then like you run into everything in South Park. Like, all of the old episodes, all of the great things, you're just basically playing an animated episode of South Park. And a lot of it is like animation, like from like what it would be like from the show. Mm-hmm. The creators said that they actually had to finally draw up a map of South Park for this game. And it was in development for a really long time. Like, it was supposed to come out, and then it got pushed. Like, I think it had like two, it was like 2 years later is when it finally came out. But it was it was absolutely worth the wait, because it's that good. And everything I've heard about the sequel is that it's that good as too. So at the end of the original game, like, the stuff you go through is insane. Like, I mean, it is.
I mean, insane. I can only imagine.
It is. This game is also highly, highly, highly adult. So you know, I know we do have kids that listen to the show and stuff like that. The game is highly adult. I cannot stress that enough. But I mean, you run
like the show is highly adult.
Yeah, just like the show. And so, I mean, you run into Al Gore, you fight, you know, you fight aliens, you get shrunken down and have to, you know, you run into crab people. I mean, everything. You get like summons, like, and so you like summon like Mr. Slave and like everything. It's so great. And so anyway, so this game, like I think it picks up like it's like next day. It was like, okay, they're like, no, we're playing superheroes now. And so like, okay, like literally next day, like
is that's when the awesome.
The game takes place. Yeah. So, and honestly, if like you can just go, and I know people that have, you can just go watch the first game, like the cutscenes, and it's honestly, I think, the best episode of South Park ever. it is hilarious. Like, there's this one part, I don't want to super spoil it, but my favorite part of the game is, I can't remember exactly what's happening, but like aliens crash and they destroy I can't remember what it is. It's like a, I can't, what exactly it is they destroy, some like convenience store or something. And so anyway, so the government shows up and they are like, you know, sealing it off. And so like people are out there and they're starting to ask questions. And like, they're just like, no. We're just building a Taco Bell. And so like, they're like, oh, okay. And like, so some guy walks up and he's like, so is this going to be like one of those like Taco Bell KFC combos? Or, and then he just looks at the guy. He's like, he's asking too many questions. They just shoot him and kill him. And it's like, oh my, it's so God. Ridiculous. Oh, it's so great. And you go to Canada. It's hilarious. You got to play it. And
Matt, you are so stoked for this game. I love
it. I'm so pumped because I was like, oh man, I gotta get it. But it came out last year on PS4 in like a terrible time. Like, it came out in like November, and so there's just like so many other games that came out, and so
yeah.
Great, love it.
Couldn't really compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely one that I'm probably gonna have to get for Marty. He really likes South Park, and so
yeah, you can get it on Xbox One. Switch game. You can get it for Xbox One. And you probably actually get it for like $20 on Xbox One right now, probably.
Oh, let's do that then.
Yeah. That way he's not occupying your Switch, but he can play it on the go. And then you can also play it on the go. So let's move on here. Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition. Definitely gonna be buying this one and playing the heck out of it. Again, another thing. I have it for the Wii U, but I'd rather have it on Switch so I can play it on the go. And So your thoughts, Tiffany?
Yeah, I just need to like finally get this game because, you know, I've been, you know, talking about it for so long. I was like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just get it.
So Tiffany and I are both going to be picking that up. Then we get to ARMS. And there's like new arms information. Sorry. Looks cool. Maybe I'll pick it up someday. Literally our notes say Matt. That's, you know, when I talk. Who cares?
And I said, I know I don't.
Yep. So yeah. Sorry. So then there's like some more arms.
We're not sorry.
So then we it's pretty funny here. My notes are like, so there's like ARMS global test punch, some new thing, and I say see above. Then we get to some Splatoon news. Okay, well, I guess we kind of need to talk about this. So there's like an update coming, and there's like some DLC, and the trailer is like the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I can't with it.
Like it was like the longest thing ever, and it was like one of the
long.
One of the Englands like walking in this like subway, and it's like there's like tentacles all over the place. She looks like a stripper. I was watching the YouTube. Yep. I was watching on YouTube live, and I was just like, all the comments were just like, "What? Like what? Like what is this thing?" So I don't know. I can't comment on it. I'm sorry, Splatoon's just not my thing. And Tiffany, what did you say about it?
I literally typed, I don't give a shiz about Splatoon.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when I was watching like that main character walking through the subway dressed like that, I was like, literally, they're working. I don't know what's going on.
It's like a stripper, like a hooker. I don't really
get it. I didn't know.
So I don't know. So then they were like, okay, guys, thanks for watching. Well, we still have a little more news. And so at this point, when we
in
were
in our text conversation.
At this point, I was super far ahead, and I was just like, Tiffany texted me, and she's like, "What the is this Splatoon thing?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And then I'm just like, "Oh my god!" And Tiffany's like, "Matt," and I was like, "OMFG!" She's like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh my god!" She's like, "Don't say it. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it." I was like, "You'll know when you get there." Then I was like, "This year, what?" She's like, "Don't say anything." Like, what it was. We then saw a trailer, and we saw two Inklings from Splatoon running around shooting each other. And I knew immediately what it was because I'd seen all of the reveal trailers for characters for this game. Everyone in the chat knew exactly what it was. And so they're running around and they're shooting at each other. And then it gets really dark and they look up and there's this fiery symbol. And then we see silhouettes of characters, and then we see the reveal, and then it says 2018, and that is Super Smash Brothers.
Yes,
so great.
Oh my gosh,
so down. I love being Super Smash Brothers. We're finally getting on Switch.
How bad the ass did Breath of the Wild Link?
Yep.
He did. Absolutely. They showed us him up close, and they showed us Mario up close.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm gonna be super pumped. I actually put together, and I'm working on a YouTube video of which characters, and I might just read it now, actually. That way I don't have to make the YouTube video. that'd be great. Yeah. Let's see if I can find
Bring it up. I would tell our listeners what exactly we all said in that text thread.
Yeah, it was
it's a little adult. We can't talk like that.
So here we go. So I'm going to read right now. This is my top 10. Just go ahead and do it. This is my top 10 predictions for Smash Brother characters. Now, these are not characters that I want. These are characters that I specifically think have a legitimate shot of being put into the game. And I guess after this, we'll close out. But guys, send us your predictions. Who do you want? We'll read. Just send us like maybe one or two characters, and we'll read them on air. So I'll put that in the description for the next episode. Okay, so number 10, I'm going to count up to one. These are the characters that I think have the most legitimate shot of getting in the game.
Okay.
Number 10, Chibi Robo. If you're not familiar with the Chibi Robo series, it's like on the 3DS, on the GameCube. He's like this robot, and he's like an electrical outlet thing, and he's got like a little cord, and he can like shock. I think he can like shock people with it, and like throw and like catch people with it. I think it would be super cool. He's kind of a more like niche Nintendo character, but I just feel like he'd be perfect for Smash. And they kind of do that with Smash, where they'll kind of pull characters. Like in the Wii U version, you get Duck Hunt Dog, so you know, stuff like that. At number 9, I have Paper Mario. I think that's a cool way to give it. We have Dr. Mario. Give us Paper Mario. He can like throw hammers. He can attack people with hammers. He also in the Super Mario, he has like Sticker Star. He gets like stickers, which give him power ups and stuff. Kind of a cool thing. Number eight, I have Twintel from ARMS. And while ARMS is not a game I super care about, I think it's an easy way to get into Smash. And I actually think she would work really well in Smash. She's probably also the most iconic character from ARMS, mostly due to all of the internet memes that came out immediately once they did it, because they showed like this shot of her behind and everyone was, you know, fanboying, like teenage boying about it. And and so she uses like her hair and to attack and stuff. So then at number 7, I have Revali from Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Because if you look at his character model, he looks very similar to Falco from Star Fox. And I think it could be a cool way to do him, and his moveset could be very, very similar to, say, Falco's. He could be kind of like how Captain Falcon and Ganon are two, like they're similar characters, even though they're from totally different things. Be kind of interesting. I think it'd be cool. He has his bow, and then he has like Revali's Gale to like super fly up in the air. I think he'd work really well.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Number 6, kind of a stretch here, but they have been getting characters. We had like Cloud in the last one and Ryu. So this character I don't think would be too far of a stretch, and that would be Shovel Knight. I think Shovel Knight would be super cool for it. You could do like Pogo on a shovel. There's even a Shovel Knight amiibo, so you kind of already have that going. Also, be ready because there's going to be a ton of fucking amiibo released for this game.
Yeah.
So at number, let me see here. Number five, I have Rex from Xenoblade Chronicles 2. He could be kind of like Shulk. He's just the main character of Xenoblade Chronicles 2. We already have Shulk, main character of Xenoblade Chronicles. I think he's an easy put in there. Number four, I have Dixie Kong.
Yeah.
I think Dixie Kong for Smash would be really well. I think she'd work really well.
Definitely with that hair.
Yeah, she's got the hair and she's got like her gumball gun and she can like do like a, she can spin with her hair to like fly away and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. Number three, I have Toon Zelda / Tetra.
Okay. Yeah,
we have Toon Link. I think, yeah, give us Toon Zelda. She'd be super cool. And she could maybe even be like Zelda was in Melee, where she would transform into Link. And so maybe she's Zelda and she transforms into Tetra.
Okay, it'd be
like a cool throwback. Number two, I have specifically Captain Toad, but we could have any Toad. I think it's finally time to get Toad in to the game.
Toad's never been in.
No, he's been like,
I guess I never realized that
he's in the fact that Princess Peach like pulls him out of wherever, you know, she pulls him out of the...
What?
Hey, that's like one of her moves. She like pulls out Toad and he's like, rah, like
pulling out Toad. All right.
Yeah. And then number one,
give the Toad a spot.
Yeah. Number one, I have, this is the most likely character to appear in Smash that was not in the last Smash Brothers game, which would be the return of the Ice Climbers. So
I don't know who they are.
What? Ice Climbers, they're in Melee and Brawl for the Wii. Maybe Tiffany didn't play those.
Not a lot.
Okay. Well, Ice Climber. So Ice Climbers were in Super Smash Brothers Melee, and it's actually they're from the game Ice Climbers from the NES. And basically, you play as two of them. Like, there's two characters, and you control them both. And it's just kind of interesting. And then they were axed from Super Smash Brothers Wii U because they said it was too difficult to have them on the 3DS version. They said like it didn't work. And so they just got axed. So I highly anticipate that they will be returning in Super Smash Brothers Switch, if that's what they end up calling it. So.
All right.
So yeah, I mean, Tiffany, your thoughts on Super Smash Brothers?
I mean, I think it's probably going to come out sometime around the holidays. Get that sale boosted up. But I got to tell you, I will be pre-ordering. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm down. It's going to be amazing. I'm super stoked. Now that tells me, so that's their big game. So we'll obviously see someone more about that at E3.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe we don't get Pokemon this year. Don't know. So we still haven't seen a lot about Yoshi. So that means the Yoshi game is going to be towards the end of the year. So I don't know what all we're going to see at E3, but
I think it's going to be a really good E3. I think we're going to get a lot of answers.
I do too. Yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of Switch, not a lot of 3DS, but that's okay.
I agree.
So Tiffany, where can people find you on the internet?
On the internet, you can find me on Twitter at tiffswish_flick. You can find me on Swish and Flick and all Harry Potter podcast. We're on Chamber of Secrets right now, rocking and rolling with that. You can also find me on Rebel Watch and all Star Wars podcast, doing a journey through Star Wars with our friend Ezra. I'm a Padawan at episode by episode, movie by movie, and breaking it down so I can learn all that I can.
Yeah, and you can find me pretty much on the internet at Super Gains Bros. I'm also on Rebel Watch. I also do a podcast called Bend the Knee, which is a Game of Thrones or a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. And I do another one called Of the People, which is like a political podcast. And yeah, guys, I also started a Kickstarter last week. Also, the reason we launched so many episodes last week was we were being promoted on Podbean. So big, huge shout out to the people at Podbean. Growth, both on Bend the Knee. We actually were getting double promoted, which was crazy. And this podcast was absolutely huge. So if you are a new listener, welcome. And yeah, we kind of just, Tiffany and I mostly cover Nintendo stuff. My buddy Alan and Thomas, we usually do more like PC stuff. And obviously we cover like RPGs, PlayStation, Xbox, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so welcome if you are new. And yeah, guys, as always, thanks for listening.